Unit 4, Loud and Clear, page 89.
Ruby Bridges. 1. Ruby Bridges grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana. 2. She was one of the first children to integrate into an all-white public school after the segregation law was banned in 1960. 3. There were mobs of protesters at the front of the school, yelling and shouting out racist slogans. 4. To keep Ruby safe, federal marshals had to take her to school during the first year. 5. Many white parents pulled their children out of the school when Ruby joined. 6. A special teacher, Barbara Henry, continued to teach Ruby even though she was all alone, but slowly, the other pupils rejoined the class. 7. In 1999, Ruby founded the Ruby Bridges Foundation, which promotes tolerance of all differences. Ruby speaks.
I was one of 4 6-year-old children, girls, to integrate the public school system here in New Orleans in 1960. When I look at the Norman Rockwell painting and I see myself, I always say that the lesson I took away was a lesson that Dr. King tried to teach all of us. And that was that we should never look at a person and judge them by the color of their skin. I walked through a mob every day for a whole year. There was a woman there to greet me. She did everything she could to make my day fun. She not only taught me, but she read stories to me and played games. I knew that if I got past the mob and inside of the building, I was going to have a great day, and it was because of her. So she showed me her heart, and I began to realize that there was no way she was like the people outside. I couldn't judge her the same way. So I believe at that moment, I learned the lesson that Dr. King died trying to teach us.